I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Don Fierstead here with some outdoor information. Well, during the Ike's Fishing Derby last Saturday on Lake Kempeska, 85 fish were caught between 1 and 6 o'clock, 49 walleyes, 8 northerns, 14 perch, and 14 crappies on Lake Kempeska. And every time you catch a fish, you get a ticket for it, and you can only catch your limit for tickets. And the winners were Blake Arbogast for walleyes, Steve Arbogast, Dave Mettinger, Dan Namkin, and Matt Redlin. On the prize for northern perch and crappie, the winners were Dave Mettinger, northern, perch, Scott Anderson, crappie, Matt Redlin. And then $750 prizes for entering the derby was given away. Elmer Brinkman, Lynn Herstatt, Judy Howell, Tom LaFramboise, Julie Schaff, Matt Thill, and Doug Torgerson. Well, right now in South Dakota, the summer camping reservations open soon. In fact, you can start making reservations on February 18th for the first day, and that would be May 19th for a reservation. Down in the northwest corner of Nebraska, it used to be called Squaw Creek Refuge. Now it's Los Bluff National Wildlife Refuge. And 2 days ago, they had 154,000 snow geese. It was up to 150, and then 8 days ago, it dropped down to 75,000, and now it's up to 154,000. The season in South Dakota did open up on Monday, and there are snow geese in the Willow Lake area and down in the Yankton area. Don't forget about this Friday, the 17th, the 16th annual Cottington County Pro Pheasants Banquet. And there is still room and tables available. If you want more information on that, give Tim a call at 886-8444 or Marty 881-7077. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we travel down between Lincoln, Nebraska and somewhere in Kansas, talking to Mark Vertiska with the Nebraska Game and Parks. And I guess in the area or the Rainwater Basin west of there, the Lincoln area, are you seeing a major migration of snow geese, Mark?
Yeah, Don, it's definitely, you know, that time of year and things are moving up. There's, you know, a bunch of birds there in the Rainwater Basin, and actually there's probably just as many or similar numbers just to the west of the Rainwater Basin, kind of around Lexington, Gothenburg area. So, and as I'm talking to you down here at Flint Hills National Wildlife Refuge, a flock of snow geese is flying over. So birds are moving through here as well. There's lots of ducks and lots of Canada geese moving up as well. So it's on, and I've got reports from some of your personnel here at the Wing Bee that you got snow geese in South Dakota already.
Yeah, it's amazing. But last year we were looking at pretty good conditions water-wise, sheet water, and in the Rainwater Basin, that very important area. But it's a different story this year.
Yeah, it's a lot drier this year, this spring, than it was a year ago and even for the last couple springs. So, and I think that that always tends to change things in terms of distributions of birds. So we got some areas pumped and stuff, but it's not a lot of that sheet water and everything that you'd really like to see to hold a lot of birds.
And I imagine your area from Lincoln all the way down has been 50s, 60s, and maybe even warmer most of the time in the last week to 10 days.
Yeah, there was a front moving in, or we were driving in when we got down here on Monday, but other than that, it's been really nice and sunny and 60 degrees or so, and it's maintained that, and it's supposed to be that way for, you know, like you said, next week, so these birds are, it's a really early spring, Don. They're all going to be moving up here pretty quick.
Well, I was part of the survey again this year and have a few geese and a few mallard and other duck wings down there, so if you run across them, say hi to me again to them.
I did, Don, and in fact, I think I did one of your goose tails there just the other day, so good to see you're getting out.
Well, Mark, thanks for the information, and I'd like to follow up again next week, and we'll see how the migration is progressing.
Will do, Don.
Mark Vertiska out of the Nebraska Game and Parks, thank you. Well, now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Bryce McVicker, conservation officer, and soon to be more involved in boating coordinator, but let's put that off for a month or two, Bryce. But fishing first around Watertown, what's been happening?
Things are staying pretty much the same. Ice conditions are changing a little bit. Ice out on the lakes is still really good. Access areas are getting pretty poor. I guess one to mention would be Goose Lake. We put in the new boat ramp on the northwest corner of the lake, and there's already a little bit of open water right there by the access area. Been a lot of traffic out there. Fishing success last weekend on Goose was good. Saturday was a really good day for perch. A lot of fishermen did well, caught some limits. Most of the fish were about 8 to 11 inches, but you do get some in the 14-plus inch range, which make for some really nice fish. A few walleye mixed in there, but mostly a perch bite on Goose last weekend. Right here in town, pelican has not been very busy. More of a late-night bite, maybe from 11 o'clock to 2 or 3 in the morning. Folks catching some bigger walleye, but during the day, morning and evenings, not a whole lot going on there on pelican. Kempeska, kind of been an all-day-long, pretty decent walleye bite. Most of the walleye are smaller, 9 to 11 inches, but if you sort around, you can get some nice 13 to 15-inch fish.
And as far as Ponset, has that been remaining kind of hit or miss?
It is really hit or miss. Over the weekend, Saturday was really good. Had some tournaments down there again. Weighed in some nice fish. And then went down there Sunday and saw virtually no fish at all on Sunday. Very, very poor success. And since then, it's been hit or miss. Dry Lake number two down by Willow Lake has been pretty much the same. The weekend was good there, some nice big perch being caught, but this week has been a little bit slower with tough success again on Dry Lake.
Indian Springs?
Indian Springs we haven't heard a whole lot about. Every time we go out there, there's only four or five groups. Success has been pretty quiet there, too.
And nothing Long Lake, Cottington County, Blythe, or over at Reed and Clark, anything there?
Nothing new, really. Long Lake is still not too bad as far as the walleye bite goes. And nothing going on Blythe. Reed Lake still has quite a few fishermen on it. A lot of traffic, but the walleye bite's been pretty tough. And Cottonwood Lake up by Bradley has maybe picked up a little bit again for walleye, but it went through kind of a dead spell for a few weeks as well.
You know, this winter I haven't heard anything about deer depredation, so has that been pretty smooth?
You know, we had about a three-week stint where our guys were really running hard going to deer depredation issues. We only had two complaints here in Cottington County, and as soon as the snow started melting and the fields opened up, all the deer moved out of our complaint sites and kind of went back to their more natural wintering areas. So Mother Nature really helped us out, but we did have a little bit of deer depredation issues. Clark County had almost a dozen. Bay County was over the 15 mark. So we did have some areas of concern, but like I said, when that snow started going out, a lot of our deer moved out of these areas. So it was pretty short-lived.
Well, spring is around the corner, and this time of the year you get your vehicles, like you talked about, at Goose Lake and some areas up north too, but they drag all that dirt and that mud from the land out on the ice, and that attracts the sun. It seems to deteriorate those landings, so people just have to take care on those now, don't they?
Yeah, I would say, honestly, by this weekend, vehicle traffic is probably going to be over with. Not because of the ice conditions in the middle of the lake, but the access areas. There's a lot of deterioration going on out there, and I think by next Monday, after a few 50-degree days, we're probably going to be pretty lucky to get tracked machines and things on some of these landings. So I just encourage everybody to use caution and try not to be the first one that takes their vehicle through an access area if it doesn't look safe.
Bryce McVicker, Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel up to Webster, South Dakota. Conservation Officer Austin Norton. And I guess as far as fishing, is it pretty much maybe the two main lakes of Wabay and Bitter getting most of the pressure?
Yep, mainly those two main lakes right now, Waw Bay. We got anglers out there trying their luck at some poaching walleye. I have an okay success. Now they're pretty well scattered all around the lake. They're coming in up on north end there by Grenville, by Buckshot's Landing, also down at Canaga Landing. Seems to be that they're having more luck on the perch than walleye right now, but at the end of the day, quality fish, but not limits, I would say.
And Bitter Lake?
Bitter Lake kind of picked up, it sounds like, this last week. I've had a couple of reports that the perch fishing has finally taken hold a little bit. Again, no limits, but some very quality jumbo perch have been caught. And also the walleye bites picked up a little bit as well. No limits there either, but still two or three walleye being caught and able to take home for a good meal.
Pickerel, Enemy, or Minnewasta?
Pickerel Lake's been seeing a little bit of pressure. I've heard that the perch bite has picked up a little bit. They're kind of small perch, so guys are doing quite a bit of sorting. And also a few crappie being caught there. Enemy Swim, a few walleye, a few bluegill actually have been caught. And then Minnewasta has been kind of a sleeper for us this year. That's picked up here a little bit. Some guys are catching some nice perch and walleye out there. They got to move around quite a bit, though, and drill a lot of holes. But at the end of the day, there's been a lot of opportunity up in the northeast by the Webster area, and guys are able to get a few fish.
Anything out of Lynn or Horseshoe or Reitz?
You know, guys are fishing Reitz. They're going for some bass and those bigger walleye. They're catching a few overnight, but it seems like the bite's been a little bit tougher as of recently. Horseshoe, not much activity down there. Been very little. And Antelope, some guys are going out there trying to catch some northern pike and try their luck at an overnight stay out there for a bigger walleye.
I did have a report of a pretty good flock of a couple hundred snow geese south and west of Dry Lake by Willow Lake yesterday. Any reports in Day County?
Not in Day County yet that I've heard, nor have I seen any. But as you said, we're getting a few to sprinkle in, you know, further south, especially with these southern winds and extremely nice temperatures we're going to have this next week. Could make for an interesting spring.
Well, as far as ice conditions, you know, we've got a couple foot of ice out there of good ice, but are any of the shorelines or smaller sloughs or bodies of water, any open water any place?
Yeah, we're starting to see the shorelines deteriorate just a little bit up in my area. With those strong winds that we've had a couple of days with that warm temperatures, it's blowing around that water that's sitting on top of the ice, making it a little bit difficult to access in some locations, mainly those highly traveled lake accesses that are seeing the most vehicle access. People are coming up this weekend. I highly recommend if you got a four-wheeler or snowmobile, that'd be your best bet. Just for safety-wise, we don't want anybody to fall through, you know, 10, 15 feet off a shore or even out in the middle of the lake. So keep that in mind. And also, I have been hearing a couple of reports of very, very small pockets of open water, kind of where the swirl, for lack of better words, starts and the sheet water on top of the ice goes back to the lake. So keep an eye open for those places, and I think they'll be fine.
Austin Norton out of Webster, South Dakota, Game Fish and Parks Office. Thank you. Now we travel down to Brookings Game Fish and Parks offices, and Dave Lucchese, biologist, and Dave works out of Sioux Falls and Brookings, but as far as fishing, is anything standing out or been consistent in the area?
You know, it continues to be hit and miss around the region here. It sounds like the most recent reports I've been getting off of Thompson and Whitewood, they've been pretty slow. I did hear of a catch of perch coming off of Whitewood one day within the last week, but you know, Thompson, the reports lately, it seems like it's slowed down. Have not heard anything really off of the 81 lakes lately. Last Friday, I tried signing out early in the morning and picked up some crappies, seven crappies and a perch. We tried it again last Sunday night. First off, the access was in pretty poor shape by then. All the permies were pretty much off the ice, and we struggled. There were fish under us all night, but we picked up four between three of us. So it's hit and miss still. Was up on the Oakwoods on Friday, about 20 parties fishing the north side of the East Lake, and they were picking up perch, and and a few walleyes. The perch seem to run, they're fat, but they run from about 8 all the way up to 12 inches long. And I know the walleyes in there are pretty nice. As I was leaving, saw some folks out on West Oakwood, too, so a group of parties, so they might be picking up a few walleyes there also. A new report, I heard they're picking up some fish on Lake Campbell south of Brookings, both perch and walleyes. I think the walleyes are small from our lake survey, maybe 12 to 13 inches long. The perch are probably mostly 8 to 9, maybe 10 inches long, but Campbell hasn't hit in quite a few years now, so that was good to hear. Further south, Lake Madison, I think, continues to be hit and miss. There was a vehicle that went through on Johnson's Point. You really have to stay away from that one. My guess is down there you really don't want to be driving vehicles out now with the weather we're having, but your best bet is to walk or take an ATV out there. But they've still been picking up. It's slowed down from what it was, but it's spotty, but they're still picking up a few walleyes, a few perch, and a few crappies. Further south, I guess Beaver Lake continues to put out some fish. Once again, the further south you go, the sketchier the ice is going to get with this warm weather, but they've been picking up some walleyes on Beaver. Have not heard much on Scott. Sounds like Twin Lakes over by Montrose is putting out a few bigger walleyes, and South Island Lake, I think they're still picking up a few fish there. So there's some fishing to be had around the region.
It's amazing. You look at the Watertown area, and then for about every 25 miles, you go south all the way to Sioux Falls. It's probably 4 to 8 degrees warmer in increments. So I imagine around Sioux Falls, that ice is getting pretty dark and looks like it's really changing.
Yeah, I think when you get down in that area, you know, especially the further west you go over towards Mitchell, I think if this weather holds over the next week and a half, we're in danger, we're in jeopardy of losing our ice down there. Did see a flock of snow geese just west of the Smet last night heading back, but most of them must still be south because that was the only one we saw.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Sioux Falls and Brookings offices of Game Fish and Parks, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.